for violence. Can't have that. We can't allow that. START researchers found that more than 80% of extremists with military backgrounds identified with far-right, anti-government, or white supremacist ideologies, and the rest split along far-left, jihadist, or other motivations. In the shadow of the January 6th attack on the Capitol, led in part by veterans, in a closely contested presidential election, law enforcement officials have said the threat from domestic violent extremists is one of the most persistent and pressing terror threats in the United States. We need to play that skit I did of the boy who cried wolf. Because that's what this is. Only in the parody version where it's like you can cry wolf a million times and the lack of evidence is seen as evidence. You know what I'm saying? There hasn't been any attacks. There haven't been any attacks. Like, it's just utter nonsense. It's just utter nonsense. They just keep saying it. Over and over, right-wing extremists, they're the biggest terror threat. Where is the terrorism? Where any terror attacks have been committed? I know multiple transgender people motivated by that ideology who went in and killed children in schools. Where's the right-wing terrorists? Where are they? They don't exist. They're talking about thought crime. They're talking about violent domestic right-wing extremists. They're categorizing them as that. Because they're trained to fight by the U.S. military and they're right wing. They aren't planning attacks. They aren't attacking anybody. They aren't blowing up buildings. They aren't taking public officials hostage. The one case where that was discussed was an FBI setup. It was planned and organized and orchestrated and carried out by the FBI using undercover operatives to entrap people who otherwise would have never even remotely considered such a thing. But they just keep saying it. So they think if they say it enough, it's not that if they say it enough, it becomes true. They know it's never true. If they say it enough, they can feel justified in acting on the information, on the lies that they're spreading. They say in the shadow of the January 6th attack on the Capitol, led in part by veterans. Which again, just another thing they just say. They just say it. It was a totally peaceful protest. There never would have been violence on January 6th. If not for the sudden and unjustified attack on the protesters using non-lethal munitions by the Capitol Police, who were standing up on balconies firing flashbangs into the peaceful crowd, forcing them forward into the line of police, who then beat them with batons and were rapidly overwhelmed because they had like 14 people versus a crowd of a million. And they frame this as an attack on the Capitol. I wish this had been an attack on the Capitol. I wish it had been all the things they said it was. I wish this had been a highly organized, well-armed contingent of veterans taking over our government. Because maybe then we wouldn't have 50 million illegal immigrants. Maybe then we wouldn't have spent hundreds of billions of dollars on wars overseas. Maybe then we wouldn't be teetering on the edge of World War III. It's just outrageous. It's the most persistent and pressing terror threat to the United States, despite any evidence, despite no actual attacks, despite nothing to point to as proof that any of this exists. The AP learned the Defense Department researchers developed a promising approach to detect and monitor extremism that the Pentagon has chosen to use. As part of the investigation, the AP vetted and added to the data analysis provided by START and collected thousands of pages of records and hours of audio and video recordings through public records requests online. And remember, some of the things they say make you a right-wing extremist are the don't tread on me flag, or purchasing a Bible, or shopping at Bass Pro Shop. These are things they've actually used to justify surveillance and to take records, bank records, cell phone records, communication records of American people who've never committed a crime, but are being surveilled and operated against by the U.S. military and intelligence communities because they purchased a Bible or shopped at a Bass Pro Shop or were in the vicinity of Washington, D.C. on January 6, 2021. They say when people with military backgrounds radicalize, they tend to radicalize to the point of mass violence, said START's Michael Jensen, who leads a team that spent years compiling and vetting the data set. Yeah, they can just say things. They can just say things. This means nothing. People with military backgrounds radicalize. They tend to radicalize to the point of mass violence. Where? Where's the mass violence? Where? What are you talking about? I don't see it. They're just saying things. It just doesn't mean anything. This means nothing. What it means is that they're just laying the groundwork. They're going to start coming after veterans for radicalization, probably based on disinformation, misinformation, i.e. the truth and or foundational American beliefs. His group found that among extremists, the number one predictor of being classified as a mass casualty offender was having a U.S. military background. Again, what does this even mean? The number one predictor of being classified as a mass casualty offender? Do you mean people who've committed mass casualty events? That's not what you say. You say categorized as a mass casualty offender. This outranked mental health problems. It outranked being a loner. It outranked having a previous criminal history or substance abuse issues. The data tracked individuals with military backgrounds, most of whom were veterans, involved in plans to kill, injure, or inflict damage for political, social, economic, or religious goals. While some violent plots in the data were unsuccessful, those that succeeded killed and hurt dozens of people. Really? Where? What were they? When did they happen? They've killed dozens of people? They're sitting here telling you that in America, in the last 5 years, dozens of people have been killed by violent right-wing extremist terrorist veterans. Dozens of them. 100. Nearly 100. What are they talking about? They are fabricating non-existent terrorism as a groundwork, as a framework, as a prerequisite to unconstitutionally, tyrannically go after American veterans or anybody on the right wing for anything, okay? The worst, by far and away, by leaps and bounds, the worst thing they can point to is January 6th, an event in which a million unarmed people killed no one, and yet five of them were killed by the police. The worst thing they can point to, the epitome, the ultimate, the pinnacle of right-wing domestic terrorism was a protest where five protesters were murdered by police. But based on the lies they tell about this, based on their illusion, their delusion, their imagined, fabricated, non-existent threat of terrorism, they are going to start going after anybody who's anti-government, anybody who is pro-Second Amendment, anybody who's a veteran, first and foremost. They're telling you that in this AP article. And this comes 2 days after they rewrote the DOD manual to allow the American military to engage lethally with American citizens. Bishop Garrison, a U.S. Army veteran and former senior advisor to Lloyd Austin, led the working group to address extremism following January 6th and the widespread unrest in 2020 amid the COVID pandemic and a racial reckoning. See, January 6th was an insurrection. It was domestic terror. It was an attack on the foundations of democracy. They sent people to jail for 20 years. Over nothing, over people putting their feet on Nancy Pelosi's desk. That was the worst thing that happened there. Other than, of course, the five examples of protesters being murdered by the police. But that's being portrayed as an insurrection, as domestic terror. The year-long nightly conflagration of the Black Lives Matter protest, the wholesale hundreds of thousands of people gathering in cities to burn down cities' blocks to cause tens of billions of dollars in damage and actually kill 12 people during those riots, that's called a racial reckoning. quote, we believe the vast majority of people who serve do so honorably, and this is a small group of individuals having an outsized impact. But we also still need to analyze the data and ensure that our hypothesis is correct and supported by fact. They say there's a lack of data, how to understand the scope of extremism when there's millions of active service members in all of the branches. Well, they're going to be he says, we can't be the thought police. We can't be the thought police. They want to, though, and they are becoming the thought police, and they're using this START program to collect thousands of pages of records, hours of audio and video recordings. They're cooperating with social media. They're cooperating with the banks. They're cooperating with the intelligence agencies to surveil the American people before they attack them.
Most people that research supplements and that are into health know that Irish sea moss and its benefits are documented and incredible. Well, our sponsor, thealexjonesstore.com, happened to be able to get one of the top suppliers with the highest rated Irish sea moss to give them the authorization of private labeling. So now it's Alex Jones Ultimate Sea Moss, exclusively available at thealexjonesstore.com. It is the ultimate superfood. The iodine, the trace minerals, the elements, the vitamins that are in this are incredible. They give you instant energy, instant focus. But as you take it for a few weeks, you feel the stamina, the libido, the mental clarity. It is a superfood. It is concentrated. So get Alex Jones Ultimate Sea Moss exclusively discounted at thealexjonesstore.com. And listen to this. One bottle is 40% off. Three bottles is 55% off. And again, one bottle is 40%. Get yours today at thealexjonesstore.com. And I thank you for keeping us on the air.
The InfoWars system is very simple. We